37 minutes after the hour of 8, 7 o'clock. Jeez, jump ahead already. Everybody's going to go 8 o'clock. James wouldn't even be here. Yeah, he would be.
That's true. I would not be here.
He'd be on Swap Shop finishing up at 8:47. James Timberlake back with us this morning. James, hope you're doing better today.
I'm doing all right.
All right.
You know?
Good thing. Good thing. Nice to have you back as we take a look at the date book today, 16th day of September. I want to make mention, too, and you probably already heard this, people already heard this on the national news, Robert Redford passed away this morning. He at the age of 89 at his home in Provo, Utah, so rest in peace there. Robert Redford, great actor.
Saw that. Legend.
Legend. And 89 years of age. Birthdays today, Mickey Rourke is 73, magician David Copperfield, 69, singer Richard Marx is 62 today.
Okay.
1630 is the year. What was that, like 395 years ago?
Almost 400 years ago.
Almost 400. 395 years ago. The Massachusetts village of Shawmut changes its name to what, James?
Boston.
Very good. I figured you'd know that. 1782, the Great Seal of the U.S. is used for the first time. 1810, Mexico declares independence from Spain on this date.
Okay.
1840, the term OK was created. The OK Club was organized as a new democratic political group. The initials stood for the birthplace of President Martin Van Buren, Old Kinderhook, New York. So OK.
Old MVB, as they call them.
Okay. 1810, Mexico declares independence from Spain on this date.
Okay.
1857, a patent is issued for the typesetting machine. All right.
Sure.
1893, hundreds of thousands of settlers swarm onto a section of land in Oklahoma known as the Cherokee Strip.
Yeah.
On this date. 1903. Make that 1908. William Crabo Durant incorporates General Motors in New Jersey on this date. 1919, the American Legion is incorporated by an act of Congress.
Cool.
It is Balance Awareness Week.
Balance, okay.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Stand on one foot.
Stand on one foot. Brush your teeth.
Do your best at doing that part.
It is Build a Better Image Week. All right.
Okay.
Child Passenger Safety Week.
Sure.
Clean Hands Week, James. Clean hands, clean hands.
Wash your hands.
That's right. Construction Appreciation Week. Got to have it.
It'd be weird if we didn't.
I know. Indoor Plant Week. There's a lot of great homes going up.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that yesterday, a bunch of us. We're talking about you drive around and you go to a place that you haven't been before. It's like, whoa, when did all those houses go up?
I mean, there's new developments happening every day.
I love it. All right. It is Indoor Plant Week.
Sure.
This week. Yep. Security Officer Appreciation Week. Tip of the cap to our security officers. It is Singles Week, James.
Sure.
Fall Astronomy Week.
Okay.
Go-kart Week.
Okay. I like go-karts.
When was the last time you were in a go-kart? It's been a while for me.
I would say it's probably, I'm trying to think how long ago this was. Maybe May or June? That's not right. No.
So sometime in the last year?
The last year, for sure.
All right. Ooh, it's Guacamole Day, James.
Love guacamole.
I know, me too. Working Parents Day. Yeah.
Sure.
Step Family Day. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
Mayflower Day, you know.
Sure.
Because on this date in 1620, James, 102 passengers and a crew set sail from Plymouth, England.
Yeah.
For the New World on the Mayflower. It's Mayflower Day. Wow.
They did it.
Are we there yet?
Yeah, that'd be awful.
Play-Doh Day. We talked about that yesterday.
Sure.
With Julie. Yeah.
I hate Play-Doh. I cannot stand the smell of Play-Doh.
James, it's interesting that you Say that.
It'll bring me to my knees.
Really?
Yeah.
Play-Doh will?
It's awful.
I mean, Play-Doh. How about some facts on Play-Doh? Did you know that Play-Doh can dry out if not stored properly, right? True.
That makes sense.
The Play-Doh factory was introduced before Play-Doh itself. The factory, the factory came later after Play-Doh was already popular. The scent that you make mention of Play-Doh,
mm-hmm.
Hasbro trademarked its distinctive smell in 2018.
Yeah, they can have it.
How difficult would that be to trademark a smell?
It's probably like...
They didn't want knockoffs.
Knockoff smells, I guess? Okay.
Yeah, knockoff smells. There's a new one for you today, huh?
Hey, you know...
Yeah,
sure.
They trademarked the smell.
They can have it.
Play-Doh is not edible. It's not toxic either, but
right.
It's not meant to be eaten. The original color of Play-Doh was...
Yellow.
Off-white.
Oh.
Close, though. Play-Doh contains gluten, believe it or not. Contains wheat.
What? Okay.
Yeah, which means it's not gluten-free. Everything's gluten. Well, yeah,
you shouldn't be eating it anyway.
You should be eating it anyway. Play-Doh was originally created as a wallpaper cleaner.
Hmm. Gross.
I know. Right?
I mean, though, man, Dad, I'm telling you, if that was the smell in my house, the constant smell of my house, it's bringing me to my knees. It's
really?
Over.
You really don't like that smell.
I hate
huh?
it. I hate okay. it so much.
All right. So there's some facts there on Play-Doh for you today that you didn't know about.
Sure.
You know what also today is, James?
No.
Collect Rocks Day.
Oh, okay. Well, you're celebrating.
I am celebrating.
Mission accomplished.
It is Rock Collecting Day. I love collecting rocks. I'm a rock hound, man.
Yes, you are.
All right. Just go to my office, right, James?
Yep.
There you'll only see a very small sampling of the rocks I have.
It's a regular rock pit in that office. A rock and radio pit.
Rock and radio. There you go. Mega Millions jackpot has grown to $400 million for tonight's drawing.
Okay. How does this keep happening?
I know. It does, doesn't it?
Crazy.
Okay. This is interesting because I was in Yellowstone Park this summer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Traveling through, staying in a cabin, and then we decided to do the tourist thing and go into the park.
Right.
Okay? So, I was noticing, I was talking to my son about this. I said, you seen all these hats and these geysers? There's like a bunch of hats there. I'm like, gross.
Weird.
So, anyway, this story comes out. Yellowstone geologist... They're running a full-time lost and found for wind-blown fashion.
Ah.
So far, in 2025, the park's geology program has fished over 300 hats out of hydrothermal areas. Among the treasures, a fake Louis Vuitton bucket hat.
Love it.
A pizza box with slices still inside.
Ooh.
A ball cap that declared IP in the lake. Classy.
Of course.
That's classy. These red-vested heroes also snagged 13,000 pieces of trash, most of it accidentally scattered by strong Yellowstone winds and millions of visitors, though. When a hat lands in a boiling pool, they break out the custom grabber poles and sometimes get creative trying to get them. They're all busy. We counted, I can't remember the name of the thermal we were at, but my son and I counted like 15 hats.
Dang. That's a little, okay.
Okay.
You think that pizza was still warm?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
You think it's still good to eat?
Moral of the story here, hold on to your hats and your pizza.
Yeah, true.
Right? Okay. Now, this is something that you should know about. Throwing a rock into a hot spring, okay, can change its color and its activity.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
I know.
I guess that makes sense.
I saw some coins, too. I was like, come on. On people, jeez! Don't be. You can change a whole thermal.
They were making a wish.
Yeah. You like ramen noodles?
Ramen noodles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Love ramen.
Shoplifter in Tokyo stuffed dozens of them in his jacket. He bought one pack at the counter, then forgot to pay for a bottled water he was drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So the clerk chased him, and then he ran away and dropped all his ramen packets.
Whoops.
Whoops.
That stuff.
Ramen noodles, man. All right, let's do some trivia today. Let's see. 44% of women agree that this should be part of the perfect date, James. 44% of women.
44% of the perfect date?
44% of women agree that this should be part of a perfect date night.
I have no idea.
All right. Dancing.
Oh, okay. 44, that's a, okay.
A lot of women. 44%. So, James?
That's hard. I don't know if I'm going to get behind that.
All right. Just telling you, James. Yeah. Trying to help a friend out here. Jingle Bells was originally written to be a Thanksgiving song, not a Christmas song.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to know? You want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
There was a, I'm not joking, there was a Christmas ad on one of the Monday Night Football games last night.
Oh yeah,
it was like a they were. It was a Christmas ad for like Christmas at the Disney parks, and they were playing like the Most Wonderful Time of Year. That song.
Okay,
I was like, it is September 16th.
I know, James.
There's
but
no
like,
way
we're like 95 days away from Christmas.
That's as early as I've ever seen one though. September 15th for a Christmas ad is crazy.
Yeah, I start seeing them all pop up all over the place. How about those games last night?
They're good.
Take you by surprise there?
Not me. I picked them, you know?
I know.
I nailed it.
You're doing good this year.
Yeah.
Play some pro football pick'em. Get signed up. Win weekly prizes.
It's all about where the cliff is, you know?
VIPs tomorrow. James will be your host. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE. Sheridan, 8 o'clock. Fox News on the way. Good to have you back, James.